You're listening to the House to Home Show on WGCL, brought to you by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington. And now your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello, welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker, Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. So today our guest is Kevin Powell with Rubicon Custom Homes. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Kevin's been on several times, but recently he was here for Habitat for Humanity, Parade of Homes.
Right. It's been a busy year.
Yeah.
It's been a good year.
Mm-hmm.
So glad to be back.
And it's not even done yet.
I
mean, we still
through.
Have several
halfway
months.
Through, yeah.
Yeah, we
you
still
can
have
still
several
build.
Months. Yes, you can with
you.
Rubicon Custom
Homes. You're right. You're right.
Exactly. So you started in 2004.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about how you came to do that. Wasn't your dad involved in building?
He wasn't. No.
I guess that's not a story from somebody else.
Right. Well, it's common. You know, yeah. People kind of follow in a family footsteps, mm-hmm. but not in our case. My business partner, Michael Eaton, and I just decided we wanted to get into the real estate world. So we bought a couple college rentals and did the work ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That led to a spec home, and that led to custom homes, which is our main foundation right now. And then, mm-hmm. as you guys well know, we've branched into the commercial world, mm-hmm. and development world with mm-hmm. multifamily, which we'll talk a little bit about today. But it's been a good ride for a little over a decade. So.
Yeah, you've got buildings all over this city with your name on them now.
Well, that's the goal.
Yes,
right?
That's a good
thing. There's one right on Kirkwood.
Yeah, there is, yes, the Rubicon.
Yeah.
And he really did build that building.
Yes, he did.
I did. So, yeah, that was a fun project. Not a lot of people know of it. The Jordan River actually runs under that building.
Right. Yep.
So.
See, he's even got fun facts.
Yes. Right.
People don't even realize that river runs all through under most of downtown.
Correct.
Yeah. So you're sitting on top of a river in Bloomington.
Right.
Probably not really safe.
But, okay. It's in a flood zone, technically, you know. So.
And it did do that a few years back.
It has.
Well, 2006, is that when that happened?
We were at a Habitat building.
Yes,
you remember that.
Yes, we were, Kevin. I remember it.
But yeah, it's been good. We got the Habitat Builder Blitz done, which was mm-hmm. a big success. Mm-hmm. And then we just came off the Parade of Homes. So our spec home won a good amount of awards on that. So
awesome.
We're happy for that. So.
That's cool. Great.
Just remind people, where was your spec home at?
So it was over in Gentry South, Finnbrook.
Okay.
So it's actually for sale for those people out
nice.
There looking. We had Judge's Choice, we got Best in Show, Realtor's Choice, and then they haven't handed out the People's Choice yet, but we'll have our fingers crossed for that. So
very cool.
Chances are, if you get Best of Show,
Realtor's Choice,
yeah, that's probably a good sign. You've had a couple of those People's Choice before,
so
that's an exciting thing. So tell us a little bit about that home.
Yeah, well, it's around 4,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. You know, it's immaculately finished. We partnered with ETC for the home to stage mm-hmm. it, so
nice.
You know their finishes, of course, are top notch. So. It showed very, very well. It's got four bedrooms, two up, two down, and just really spacious, wide open floor concepts. Typical mm-hmm. finishes of us, custom cabinets, mm-hmm. Cambria quartz, you know, hardwoods. You know, it's done very well. So.
And that's in a nice area too.
Yeah,
they're just
yeah.
on the east
yeah.
side there, mm-hmm. close to the mall,
just
but not
Smith
too
Pike
close.
Or Smith Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty.
That neighborhood's really blown up lately.
It has. It was when it finally took off, boom.
I was going to say, I remember I used to drive by there all the time, and it was like one house.
Right.
There was one house, and then there was two houses.
And now there's dozens of them.
Right.
Yeah. Yes. And it doesn't look like that from the entrance.
Right.
I mean, you just mm-hmm. you don't realize how it winds back there.
Right.
So that's awesome. So what else? You know, we were talking before we actually started the show, we were talking about you've gotten into a little bit of multifamily housing as well.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So you're
yeah.
building some condos, apartments, villas. What do we call
yeah,
them?
Yeah, well, you brought up the Rubicon to start. That was kind of mm-hmm. our first venture
yeah.
into mm-hmm. it. But our newest development is Cedar Bluff out in Ellettsville.
Where the old Cedar Bluff Gardens
correct.
Used to be.
Correct. Right. We thought we'd keep the name.
Yeah.
So a little history there. So it's kind of divided up. We have townhomes, apartments, and then there's commercial lots along 46.
Oh, okay. So, mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so we're happy to bring that to Ellettsville. We think it's good for the community. Mm-hmm. You know, there's 16 apartments back there for mm-hmm. rent. So they're right around 900 square feet, two mm-hmm. bedroom, one bath. And then you have six townhomes that you can purchase,
right?
Which are three bedroom, two mm-hmm. and a half bath with a garage. So
nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Especially it's nice for that area because there's not really anything over there like that.
Right. Correct.
So really yeah. filled a need.
And with the bypass, it's so close to IU, yeah. you know, east yeah. side, anything mm-hmm. in Bloomington, and you're kind of, you know, out there a little quiet. And mm-hmm. It's, mm-hmm. We're happy with it. We put a lot of investment into it, and we want to build them nice. So,
right.
you know, we spray foamed them. We mm-hmm. used Hardy fiber cement siding, right. you know, the typical stuff we use. It's not your cheaper, you know, right. apartments and townhomes.
That's why it fit a need for that area because there's nothing over there like that at all.
Well,
there aren't even houses like that over there.
Yeah,
just normal single family houses.
Right.
There are a couple of apartment complexes in the Ellettsville area, but they're older mm-hmm. and not in such great shape.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I say that?
Yeah. It's true.
You need to go look at Cedar yeah. Bluff.
Right. It's very nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had some trouble, as I mentioned earlier before the show started, with Google Maps putting mm-hmm. our streets yeah. on there, but we've been told in the next 2 weeks they'll be on, so they'll start showing
good.
Up. And people can go to our website, cedarbluffliving.com, and find out everything from the commercial lots to the
very nice
apartments and townhomes.
That'd be good.
That's awesome. I think that's a great area. And the other thing is that people if they haven't gone by there,
mm-hmm.
these apartments are not right on 46.
No.
They're set back. Mm-hmm. You didn't even realize, I mean, HFI was involved in it, and I didn't even realize that we were there until you really had to go by and look for them because they are mm-hmm. set way back.
Right.
So it's not, you're not going to hear a lot of road noise, I would imagine, and especially
that was,
with the spray foam.
Definitely important to us from a development standpoint mm-hmm. and layout. We put the housing in the back to kind of give that buffer from 46, mm-hmm. which is a heavily traveled road.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But also the commercial corridor there.
Right.
They needed the street frontage, mm-hmm. and that's what made sense. So right. it will be very quiet back there.
Yeah.
And we already have people moving in. They just recently went online, so it's been a good response so far.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I just think they're in a great location.
And I like this whole mixed use. That's a big push we're seeing all over the community, these mm-hmm. mixed use where you have apartments and some, you know, single family type living and commercial mixed in. It's a really nice use of the mm-hmm. of that. So
I agree.
Little neighborhood feel to it.
Right. Yeah,
for sure.
So is the real retail space finished or is it just?
No, it hasn't started yet.
I didn't think that had begun
yet. Yeah, those lots are for sale. We're talking to a couple different entities mm-hmm. right now, which will be good for the area. So mm-hmm. I can't disclose who they are just yet, but as we get through it, it'll just enhance the mm-hmm. the Ellettsville experience.
Oh yeah. That's well, awesome. Ellettsville has expanded so much with the widening of the road and the bypass. I mean, it's amazing how much it's grown and developed. So it's nice to see that.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yeah, yep. I agree.
Absolutely. So what else is going on? What else do we need to hear about?
Well, a bunch, right? So, yeah.
Before we break.
Right. We actually just recently we're expanding up to Indianapolis. So we've mm-hmm. got another multifamily development mm-hmm. going up there that we just got passed in Old Northside neighborhood at 16th and New Jersey. So
nice.
It'll
be
cool.
26 condos up there over some retail.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very exciting project for us.
Yeah. You're going to spend a lot of time on the road.
Yeah, right? Yes. I'm from Indianapolis, so it's not a bad place to go.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that one. And again, our focus has always been in Bloomington mm-hmm. and the surrounding mm-hmm. areas, so that's where we're looking.
Right.
You're still building custom homes.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah, we have them. They're spread out throughout the community, mm-hmm. and we're not strictly a neighborhood builder. But mm-hmm. and we just finished one up in Renwick. We're in Terre Cove, Bryn Mawr. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about the Lakes neighborhood, so mm-hmm. we're looking at starting in there.
It's really mm-hmm. exciting.
So that's
that
a
going.
New. A new one that's getting ready to come online here pretty soon. So,
awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with Kevin Powell from Rubicon Custom Homes.